And he was not a Talmid of the Chafetz Chaim. People misquote. People say he was a Talmid of the Chafetz Chaim. But he went to see the Chafetz Chaim. And he eavesdropped on the Chafetz Chaim's davening, because the Chafetz Chaim, at the end of his life, you have to supposed to hear when you say, when you daven, he was hard of hearing. So therefore, he used to daven quite relatively loud so that he could hear it. So you could eavesdrop on the Chafetz Chaim's davening. There's like many stories of people who eavesdropped on the Chafetz Chaim. I don't think you had to, you know, like you just stood there, you could hear him davening. So he says that the Chafetz Chaim, obviously for Kriya Shema, he kept in Klalei Diktuk. But for the rest of Shemona, Esrei, etc., he did not follow Klalei Diktuk. He spoke the way people speak. In other words, he didn't mispronounce in the way people speak. It was pronounced correctly, but it was not pronounced correctly according to the real Klalei of Diktuk. It was not pronounced correctly. It was pronounced according to the way people talk. Because he didn't make up his own language. That's really a different shayla. He spoke the way people spoke. Okay, so that's davening. And I would assume that learning should be the same thing. That you can, you know, that's what I would think.
The Gur held by tefillos also that they rebadgish the Gra in all of his lofty kavanos. He made sure to say every word exactly as the Hilchos Tuktuk.
Yeah. Okay. So that's awesome.
Maybe that's because the girl was baying. Maybe the girl was baying, so then like...
Okay, the girl was what?
He was beyond his rebaim. He's like his own shoresh, so therefore like...
I'm not denying that the girl can have such a shita. I'm just trying to say why we are all Talmidei Agra in a certain sense. You know, the whole world is Talmidei Agra. You know, the Rav Chaim Volozhin started the main yeshiva in Europe. He was a Talmud of Mubik of the Gra. Rav Yisrael was a Talmud of Rav Zundo, was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhin. The Eretz Yisrael, the whole yeshiva of Eretz Yisrael, the Litvisha yeshiva, not the Hasidish, was started by Talmidei Agra.
Rabbi, there's an individual that once told me.
Many Minhagim of Eretz Yisrael are based on Talmidei Agra, right? They keep Shkia like Talmidei Agra. A lot of things in Eretz Yisrael, they daven like Talmid, like the Gra, but you never hear of these things that the people are makbid on. Yeah, I'm sorry, what?
I'm not sure if this is a topic, but someone once told me they said the entire tefillah for a week in English, like in the translation of our scroll, or something they understand. So, and then after that week, they understood more of what they were davening.
Yeah, you're allowed to do that. I'm not denying. We're just saying the question is there a hinder in pronouncing things properly?
Or is someone allowed to daven in English for set like a week so he could understand?
I'm not a paisek. I don't pass in jidus. There's a mishnah brura about it. I don't even have, you are yaitzi and people daven in English. You could be yaitzi. It's not a chatchila.
I'm the famous Reb Levi Yitzchak, you know, that, we went to stone after davening, started going, blah, 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 and the guy's like, wait, he says, well, that's the way you daven, so I figure that's the way you talk too. So the person said, well, Hashem, you know, when the baby goes, blah, 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 the mother understands, so to when we daven.
Yeah, and what
he that's slavery. So he said, oh, it's a beautiful teretz, but, you know, but it's Reb Levi Yitzchak, it's not, you know, it's not Litvish, I mean.
Not a baby.
That's but even though Rashiva did used to sing Hanim Mas from Reb Levi Yitzchak, but even so, it's we Litvak, I think, for Diktuk.
Okay, maybe I guess we should learn a little bit. Anyway, still, Aaron, if you do find it, let me know. I'll try and do a search. It just happens to intrigue me. Okay. Anyway, I was doing in Shir today.
Well, it's not in Chela Gimel.
It's not in Chela Gimel, or you got Chela Gimel. Okay. All right. You froze.
I'm Chela Gimel. I just looked through the whole sefer again.
What's the name of the sefer?
I guess it wasn't exciting enough to make it into that Chela.
What's the name of that sefer?
That one had the golden stuff about the Chasidus and the girl. His,
I don't know, but what's the name? What's the name?
Oh,
Hagon?
Hagon. Hagon.
Okay. So
that could, Chayev u'mishnasu shel hagra hagun Rabbeinu Eliyahu mivilna. That's so cool.
Okay.
Ace doiv ben hagoyin hatzadik David Svi Eliyahu. Nechon mereshus hayeshivus.
Okay. All right. Anyway, that started a little bit. So I was saying that I was going over and share. I'm sorry I would have sent you Mara Mekaymis, but I didn't have it till later. But I was going over share what we did yesterday, and we came up with a very, very interesting possible answer to the question. Not like Shamir, I'm sorry. Doesn't mean to say your answer wasn't right, but we came up with a very interesting, different answer. I thought it was very nice. So let me try and share with you. What was the question again? We really have to read Taisus and that Beis Amud Aleph. But the Gemara, but before we read Taisus and Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara on Daf Vav. The Gemara says this, it wants to know, what do we need the Tzadah Shavah for? So it says, Abaye says the Tzadah Shavah for Amno Sakino Maso Shenicho Baray Shagat. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, Hechi Dami, Iba Adi, the Ko Aziko Maski, Hainu H, means you don't even need a Tzadah Shavah, it's straight H. Then it says, Maishna H, the Koyach Acham Uraba, Mamaycha Shmiras Alecha, Hani Nami, Koyach Acham Uraba, Mamaycha Shmiras Alecha. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that H has three chumras, koyach achem urabo, mimaincha shmiras alecha. And it's saying, just like H has all three chumras, and therefore it's chayiv, this also has all three chumras. However, seemingly, supposedly, Titus and Abbey, so we'll have to look at Titus and Abbey, says that that's not pshat. Because Titus and Abbey says that koyach achem urabo is not a chumra, it's a kula. And therefore, Taifas reads it that it means, Maishno Eish, that even though it has the kula of Kayach Achamurabo, and therefore logically it should be Pater, nonetheless, it's compensated for the fact that it's Memaincha Shmiras Aleha. So here also, even though you have that kula, you have the compensating factors to make you chay. That seems to be the way Taifa says on that base. We'll have to look inside. Okay. So then the Gemara goes further, and the Gemara says it's Basar than Ivy. The Gemara says, well, even there, what's the case? If it's Afkirinu, so it's still a boar. So it's a boar, not a short. It's not H, it's a boar. So the Gemara answers that it's Basar than Ivy, and it's Afkirinu. And you can't learn out from boar itself, because there's a kula of koyach hakamurabo. Therefore, you need a tzadah shavah. You have to say eish tochiach. Can't learn out from eish, because eish is, eish has a chumra that is horech umazik. So then you need boy yochiach, and etc. So therefore, you need a tzadah shavah. So the Gemara had a havamina that you could learn Abdul Sakim Asal Shenichem Rosh Agag and does Hezek Basar Denaichi from boar itself. That was the Gemara's question. The Gemara answers, no, you can't learn from boar itself because there's a kula of Koyach Hakamuraba. So apparently the Gemara and the havamina did not know there's a kula of Koyach Hakamuraba. That's Beferish in the Gemara. That's Pashib Shat. The Gemara and the havamina did not know, at least over here, that there's a kula of koyach achem urabo. The Gemara in the Teretz is mechadesh that there's a kula of koyach achem urabo. So we asked yesterday that according to the way Taifas read the Gemara on that, the beginning, when the Gemara in the beginning mentioned already koyach achem urabo. So if you say the Gemara in the beginning mentioned it as a chumra, so it's very fine. The Gemara knows Koyach Hakamurabo as a Chumra. But the Gemara at the end is being Mechanish, a brand new Kiddush, that the same Koyach Hakamurabo, which could be a Chumra, could also simultaneously be a Kula, which is a big Kiddush. And happens to be the Rajma says such a thing, that something can be simultaneously a Kula and a Chumra. But the So that already, that movement of the Gemara is very nice. But according to the supposed Taisus, who says that the Gemara in the Hava Mina also knew that, already knew that Kayakachem Rabazakula. So then, what's the Gemara's Hamina? They already knew before that it was a Kula. Right? That was a question we asked yesterday. Is that okay? Is that clear? Because I don't want to. Everyone's so quiet.
Is everyone it's clear?
Clear, Gavaldic. Okay. It doesn't mean everyone. Okay. So I suggest we look at there was two suggestions yesterday. So Shamir had his suggestion that even though they knew Kodachaka and Mahurabo in the first case, but the second case is different, and therefore the Kula of Kodachaka and Mahurabo, when it's Hodech Umazik, does not apply when it's stationary. Okay, I'm not disagreeing with it. I mentioned yesterday a different possible pshat that maybe Taisus never said. You know, there's no such taisus. In other words, the whole question is based on the assumption there's such a taisus. Maybe there is no such taisus. So I was talking out of my hat without any knowledge. And I'm pretty sure someone said you can't say such a thing because taisus brings chlorias, that there's no chumra, no, that it's not a chumra, it's only a kula. But let's look at taisus and let's decide, is it really so clear that Taivis explains the Gemara and Daf of that it's a Kula. So let's look at the Taisus. Right? There's a question is what we would like to say to answer the question is that there's no such Taisus. And that even Taisus agrees that when the Gemara says in the beginning of the Gemara and Daf of Kayach Achamuraba, it was quoting a Chumrah. So the question is that doable, or is it befairish not like that in Taisus? Right? That's the question. So let's look at that Taisus on that base. I'm sorry, I would have told you to look at it before, but I didn't know until I gave share. Just, it came by itself.
Taisus is it again?
So it's Taisus on base of an Aleph. Dimri Amaskel below Zeb is Eshesh Mem Ruach Hai. Okay, we can skip the first three lines. Taivis just wants to know, I'll say it outside, but we know it's not really so relevant. The Mishnah, in the beginning, the Mishnah goes in both directions. No arei ashor, garei amavet, no arei amavet, garei ashor. Then in the next step, it only goes in one direction. It doesn't say, velo ha'esh, kumo zevizet. So he says, the reason why, so on the last three words in the second line, Mishum Shaloah Yako Limsa Chumra Mashem Bishneim. So the Mishnah could not find the Chumra that exists by Eish that doesn't exist by Shor and Mavet. Or Sum Etzesum Mavet is Shame. So Rego and Shame. Why? Even though age has kayak acher, and sure and mavid don't have kayak acher, and therefore it doesn't go by its own force, but it goes by a different force. Kimo shairo. So Taivis had a havamina that the fact that there's a different force making it move somehow or another is a chumra. He says no, ain't zu chumra. That's not a chumra. He brings a raya. Because there's a Gemara later that lists all the chomers that Eish has over Shor. And it doesn't list this chumra that Eish is Koyach Achamurabo. So obviously, Koyach Achamurabo is not a chumra over Shor.
That's all an explanation of the Mishnah. The Mishnah didn't do that.
Right.
This still wouldn't rule out, I think, what Chesky said the other day, that it could be still a quasi chumra, meaning not a chumra lagabe shor, but still a chumra lagabe bor.
Okay, you're being too smart to me. Yes. Okay, but I just want to keep on reading. So So Mr. I don't know who plays these brackets. So hold on, here they come and Daf Gimel with days. The Daf Vav. Now the Amno Sakino Mashno Eish Tekar Achem Urabo. So Hogi Gamar. I we see over there that we say Kayak Akar is a kula. Mashno Eish. Okay, so he's saying, even though there's a kula. Okay, so superficially, Taibis pretty clearly says that the it's a kula, first of all, because he brings a raya that from this Gemara, which midino koshevle by the kulas of the chomer be'eshmin b'short, so that proves that it's not a chomer. And then he kufa says, he quotes our gemara, the gemara daf gimel and our daf vav, and he says that over there it means a kula, not a chomer.
Would it seem like it's not? There's no bechina in which it's a chomer, otherwise there is no reason to be lav after the gemara,
right?
Whichever gemara.
Yeah, right.
Rabbi Akiva Eger only mentions gimel on the base.
Oh. So that's what happened. We were learning this today, and someone piped up that interesting. Isn't that interesting? Kiva Hager comes along and says, "Behold, I'm reading Gimel on the day." So, in retrospect, with our prior question, it just sounds so interesting. It sounds so revealing that here, now, I don't know if Kiva Hager had the brackets. You know, I don't know when the person put the brackets.
If Pibashi didn't, or else he wouldn't have to say anything.
No. What we're saying is that it's interesting that I don't know if what's Rabbi Kiveger's purpose?
He's arguing with the brackets? Is that what we're saying?
It makes one suspect. The fact that Rabbi Kiveger only quotes one Gemara and the brackets quote two. So either Rabbi Kiveger knew the brackets. The brackets were already around in Rabbi Kiveger's time. And he's coming to point blank argue. That's one possibility. Or if the brackets were not around, but even that is a little bit. I mean, why is Rabbi Kiveger, if there are two Gemaras, Mr. Brackets quotes both, why does Rabbi Kiveger only quote one? So there is a certain mashmos from Rabbi Kiveger that he's only saying Gimel and Beis and not Vav. Now, based on what we said yesterday, one second. Give me a chance.
No, I'm saying, is Vilna Shas just the source of Daf, or does that mean the exact Daf the way we have it? When they made the Vilna Shas.
Can't hear you. What?
When they made the Vilna Shas, does that mean the source of Daf, or
yeah,
or just
they kept the same. They kept the same source of Daf. Source of Daf never changed.
Not necessarily
the
brackets.
No, but the brackets could be if someone went ahead. Typhus did not have the typhus definitely did not have Daf Gimel and Daf Vav.
After the Vilna Shas.
Obviously, because
Kiveger's during the Vilna Shas, just for the record. Kiveger was a Gadol Ador during the Vilna Shas' printing. It's not like
it was probably earlier than the Vilna Shas, no?
He was. There was a big machlokus about the Vilna Shas, about the.
What are you sure it was a Vilna Shas or the different Shas? I don't know.
The letter. One of the Letterman's sons told me that. I'm just going based.
I think it wasn't. I don't think it was a Vilna Shas. I don't know. There was definitely Rabbi Kiveger was involved with something with the machlokus, but I think it was before. Anyway, the Rishash was around with the Vilna Shas. It's printing. The Rishash was the same time Rabbi Yisrael. I think Rabbi Kiveger was a door before that. Kiveger was a contemporary of the Chassam Sofer. I don't think that Chassam Sofer and Rabbi Yisrael were contemporaries. So I suspect it was like a generation before. But okay, anyway, I do not know. I don't know. We don't know when the you know, somebody have to get hold of an old Shas and find them. Look, the Maisa, it definitely makes one suspect, even in, no matter what it is. If Rabbi Kiveger had the footnote the way we have it, then for sure what does he have to tell us a daf? We already have it. So he's like, he's telling you la fuge. Assuming he didn't have it, which is very likely. So then, but still, it's like strange. So it makes one suspect right? There's like a suspicion that Rabbi Meir Gupa was bothered by our problem. And he knows that, of course, Tzav has never said this on Daf Vav. You can't say such a thing on Daf Vav. It's impossible. Tzav has only said it on Daf Gimel. Okay. Now, the question is, how can you say such a thing? So there's two problems. One is he brought a raya from Midin Ochoshe Legabi Chomer Be'esh Mibishur. And two, Daf Gimel and Daf Vav seem like verbatim the exact same Gemara. So the first problem, I hate to say this, but what I'm going to have to say that what's the answer to the first problem? The why it's not such a good raya?
Because it's more chumer than bor, but not more chumer than shor.
Right. And that's what Benny Simon said. Binyamin Pesach, Simon?
Binyamin Pesach, but I think it was Chesky Brigida said it the other day.
Okay, I was getting nervous. I was agreeing with you.
No, I don't understand. Tosha said what he said to explain the Mishnah. Why are we doing this? The Mishnah doesn't say a chum in the other direction.
No. The Mishnah is the question on the Mishnah is why the Mishnah say a chumra that Asha is over Shura Mavet.
And then Tosha says it does not have a chumra.
It does not have a chumra over Shura Mavet. But it could be. It has a chumra over board. There could be levels.
Okay, but did you agree that's not Mashman Tosas? Tosas ain't.
Okay, but that's a suggestion. In other words, so therefore the Gemara on Davav, when it's saying that H, in other words, we're saying like this, the simple shot, that H has a chumra that it moves. However, it moves with a kayak acher. So the moving of Aish is a weaker moving than the moving of a shore, but it's a better than a boar, which doesn't move at all. So therefore it's in the middle. It's more cow than a shore, but it's more chamor than a boar. So when the Taisus is saying, very nicely, that when our Mishnah couldn't say that Aish is more chumra than Shor and Mavet, because no chumra, there's no chumra, Kayach Achem Uraba, in comparison to Shor and Mavet, which are moving in their own power, are more chumra. The Gemara, I think it's Daf Yud, which says that there's no chumrah between a shore over boar, aish over shore, is very good. But the Gemara on Daf Vav, which we're doing, which is discussing aish in a vacuum, why is aish chayev? So it says aish has this chumrah, which is a chumrah over boar, that it does have kayach acher murabah, it does move with a kayach acher, right? This is what was being suggested, whether it's whoever suggested it, so that sounds okay. But the problem is,
the chara, shor and mava are like a chai, and a bor is a domain, right. And aish is something in the middle.
Right, that's what we're saying. So that would be okay. The question, the million-dollar problem, which the chara is insurmountable, is that what are you going to do? Is you're going to say the gerus is daf gimel beis. But the Gemara on Gimel Beis is almost word for word as on Daf Vav. So if you're going to change Daf Gimel, you got to change Daf Vav. If you change Daf Vav, you got to change, why would you change one out the other? So let's look at Daf Gimel Beis. The Gemara says it's in the middle of Daf Gimel Beis and in line with Taisus Vahatanan. It says, the key comer Rapapa. Remember what happened here is Rapapa made a statement that some told us are live kiyotz event. So the Gemara wants to know which Toda is that? At the end they came out that it's Rairus, Chatzi Nezik, Rabbi Rego. So first they thought maybe the key comer Rapapa told her the age. So the Gemara says that can't be. Why? Told her the age Maininu. What's it called the age? Hechidami. So if anyone paid attention, it's word for word, the same words as on Daf Vav. The Gemara says, I'll read it again. I'll read from Daf Vav. I'll read Daf Vav and says, word for word the same. One is by hen and one is bow. Okay. I don't know if you're going to make a big deal on that one. They both have here bohen. So they're word for word exactly the same. So here's my Gevaldika structure. To say that type is Rekiv Eger picked off Gimel because he felt that Taibis has to be only going on Daf Gimel. And he can't be going on Daf Vav because of the second word. Second word you don't have on Daf Gimel. You know, when the Gemara had a Havamina that you don't need a Tzad HaShava with Basar Denaichi, but the top of the Gemara, which Rekiv Eger type is going on, is word for word the same thing in both places. So if he changes one, he's going to change the other. We're going to learn them both exactly the same.
I mean, is Rapapa talking about halachas, or is he talking about chumras and kulas?
He's talking about halachas.
Halachas doesn't make a difference, chumras and kulas.
Of course it does. Yes, it does.
No, what I'm saying is it could easily be talking about a kula, something which is a kula, and still be saying it's kiyotzmeh.
No, I don't agree. If it has kulas, then it would have the same halacha.
But it could be talking about kulas.
It's exactly the same. You have to be able to learn it out. Okay, so what do you people say? I gotta need someone to brainstorm.
Well, if it's true, we're saying that it's both chumradik and kuladik, so then what's the problem? Here we're saying it's kiyotzbim.
Typhus and that Gimel doesn't say that. Typhus could have said that on Gaf Gimel too. If let's say we're saying that Typhus is only going on Daf Gimel, so he could have said, he should, if Typhus is saying a Daichik, the simple reading of the Gemara is that Kleach Acher Murabah is a Chumra. Typhus comes along and that's why he asks the question himself, how can I say Kleach Acher Murabah is not a Chumra? I see on Daf Gimel it is a Chumra. Typhus answers, that Daf Gimel, the Gemara and Daf Gimel meant it's a Kula. Now, according to us, Taibis should have said, of course the Gemara and Daf Gimel is a Chumra, but it's only a Chumra, Kalape Bor, but not Kalape anything else. Exact same shot that we're saying on Daf Vav. If it's good enough for a Daf Vav, it's good enough for a Daf Gimel. Why does Taibis have to say, come on, this is Daichik, that Kayach Achim Urabo is a Kula on Daf Gimel, and it's saying afagav, which is such a daichik reading, he should say that it's the same shot on Daf Vav. Teretz says, Pashiv shot it, because he didn't hold it such a shot. So he didn't hold it, so he can't say it on Daf Gimel. He couldn't say it on Daf Vav. Right? So it seems
didn't Rabbi say the Pashiv shot of told means it has the chumras of the Av?
In order to be a told, you have to have the chumras of the Av.
So then that makes sense for Daf Gimel, why it has to be considered a chumra. Why you would think it at least it has to
it
be
makes sense in both Gimel and Vav.
No, but on Vav, you're not talking about being a told, you're talking about it being it's a freelancer.
You're talking about it being a straight out.
It's the same thing. I'm sorry, it's the same exact thing. If you that Vav, we're talking about learning it out, and on that Gimel, we're talking about learning it out. Except in Nafka Minas, on that Gimel, we're saying you learn it out, and therefore it's labeled the Toda Kiyotzibam, because you learn it out exactly. And on Daf Vav, we're saying you learn it out exactly, therefore you don't need a Tzad HaShava. But it's the exact same thing. Okay, so someone had a brainstorm. Obviously, there's an answer, otherwise I wouldn't be asking you.
I mean, Rebbe did point out when we looked at the Tosos initially, it says, Ein Holich L'Daito. So I'm saying, yeah. If the gears of the Gemara, then that would be an answer.
Yeah, how would that be an answer?
Because Ein Holach L'Daito is Ein Holach L'Daito is not the form in which it would be a chumrah. Meaning that if you hold Ein Holach L'Daito as a chumrah, it'd be a chumrah even klapi shor.
Yeah. Okay. So good. So how does that answer? So good. So
therefore, if on Daf Gimel only it said Ein Holach L'Daito, then Tosa is going to have to say that on Daf Gimel it was saying Akula.
Okay, that's what I said. How do you like that? Okay. In other words, we have a based on whether it's Chesky Begider, Binyamin, Pesach Simon, but we don't understand. We have a chara way out. We don't understand Tosis. What's Tosis's hechroch? To say that to dre this tremendously daichik and gimel involved, that's a kula and the mar means afal gab, say it's a chumrah, and even though klape sure it's not a chumrah, but klape bor it's a chumrah, so it's like a middle, it's a quasi chumrah, right? We said that there's that sure is the highest level of chumrah because it's orech umazik. Based on its own strength. Yeah. Asia is in the middle level. It's great too. And Shvor is on the bottom level. So you can call it a Chumrah and you can call it a Kuda. If it's in the middle, you can say I'm right. We have by the Shalom to Shema. There are certain levels in this farm that's called the Shema and Shalom to Shema. And the same thing. A lot of this farm said to answer a lot of theories. That they're referred to this when a person does mitzvahs for his car, in some places it's called the Shema, in some places it's called Shalom Shema, because it all depends what you're contrasting it to. It's better than a bottom level of Shalom Shema. It's worse than the highest level of the Shema. So it can be either way. So we said that Kayach Acher by Eish could be in the middle. So when it comes to Shur, it's not a Chumrah. When it comes to Bor, it's a Chumrah. That would have answered Tavis's first rise and would solve Tavis's problem with the Mishnah. So what, but the Chara, so why didn't Tavis say that? So this says, because Tavis doesn't hold it, but Shamir is right. Tavis couldn't say it because Tavis has a different Gersa. Tavis says, behold, I mean, I come in, Gabi, I'm the Sakino, my Shno Eish, the Kayach Acher Murabo. The Ein Hoylech L'Daito. We don't have those three words. The Ein Hoylech L'Daito. Not on Daf Gimel and not on Daf Vav. We don't have those three words. I assume those three words are what makes all the problem, and that's why we don't have them, because some Rishon decided to get rid of them because they make all the problem. But they
in your Pashut reading of Tosfos, in your Pashut reading of Tosfos, he had that Gersa, or you kind of
Because of our kasha, or in the reading of the Gemara, he's quoting the Gemara. So that sounds like that's his gerusa. Sounds that way. So it sounds like now, if you have such a gerusa, then we can't give the Chesky Brigida, Binyamin, Pesach Simon answer that it's a Chumrah Kalape Bor, but it's a Kula Kalape H. Because here it's saying what that is, that it ain't Hoylech L'Daito. It's emphasizing if it's a Chumrah, if it's trying to tell you a Chumrah, then it's saying the ain't Hoylech L'Daito is a Chumrah. Right, that it's a chumrah that it goes with it, something else makes it go. It's not my. It sounds like it's not my Elsie, which is such a nice cow, that's making it go. It's some other force, some monster is taking over. Right. So Tavis couldn't. Tavis, you can't read if Tavis has this gerusa. You can't read it that it's a kula because it's a chumrah because it's holeich. Right, because then you don't talk about the ain hoylech l'daito. That's not the chumrah is that you're hoylech, not the chumrah is that you're ain hoylech l'daito. So
Rebbe's saying it sounds clear that it's a kula.
No. Tavis had a havamina. Obviously, Tavis is a havamina that's a chumrah, But the chumrah is not like we were, like you said, that because it moves, and therefore it's not a chumrah over shore. The havamina is it's a chumrah because it's moving. It's not nidaito. You know, there's some other force taking over. There's a Martian that took control over my object, and therefore it can't.
It's a Ouija board.
So it's Ouija board. Right. It's so that was Taibis as Havamina. That's a Chumrah. But in other words, Taibis can never say your possibility. That's what I'm saying. Taibis read it, Kipshuto. It's a Chumrah. The Chumrah is that the Holech, there's a Chumrah in the Holech. Taibis, if that's the case, and it's even more Chumrah than Shur. Because Shur doesn't have this unusual Holech. Shur's Holech is your Elsie the cow that's making the Holech.
Well, what's the maskana?
It's not your Elsie the cow that's making the Holech. It's Kayach Acher Mu'urah, Bein Holech Ladaito, and it's some other force. Taibis then has a problem. If that's the case, then Shur is, then Aish is more Chumra than Shur. So then it should have listed it on Daf, where is, I think it's Daf Yud, and it should have listed it in our Mishnah. Emphasizes is not true. This is not a chumrah. The fact that it's ein hoylech ledaito is a kula compared to shor, not a chumrah. You're emphasizing a kula that even though it's hoylech, but it's not hoylech ledaito. So Taisus is forced into saying it's a chumrah. But if it would be a chumrah according to Taisus, it's havamina. It would be a chumrah over shore. And Taibis is forced into saying it's not a chumrah over shore. Therefore, he has to say it's a kula, because that has to fit into the reading. But what Shamir is saying, but that maybe Taibis only had this, we don't, Taibis has a different girsa than we have. Somebody went ahead, Gufa, because he didn't want to have probably Taibis' problem, and took out the Gerasa. But we don't know. Where did Taibis have that Gerasa? So that's, maybe we could, you know, we don't have Tav Yads, but we'll take a guess that Taibis only had that Gerasa on Daf Gimel, but not on Daf Vav. So then it comes out very simple. Then on Daf Vav, of course Taibis knows that Kayach Acher Murabo is a Chumrah. And he's reading it like Chesky Regida, like in Yamin Pesach Simon, that the Chumrah is that it's a middle level Chumrah. It's a Chumrah over Bor and a Kula over Shor. And that's how he read that Vav, that Eish has a Chumrah, that it's a quasi Holech Omazik. A quasi Holech Omazik is more Chumrah than something which is not Holech Omazik at all. Because the Gemara on that Vav could have never, didn't know yet that Kayach Acher Murabo is a Kula. So they couldn't have meant Kayach Acher Murabo is a Kula on that Vav. So they had to mean it as a Chumrah, and the Chumrah is that it's a quasi Holech Omazik. But when Taibis gets to Daf Gimel, since Taibis had this unusual Gerasa, that it's the Ein Holech Ledaito, so you can't say that, and that the Gemara is saying a Chumrah, that because Fakir, the Ein Holech Ledaito is not a Chumrah. It's a weakness in the Holech Omazik. Because then if it's going to be a Chumrah, then it's going to be a Chumrah over Shur. So he had to say that the Gemara Daf Gimel is saying a Kula. And that's what Reki Vager is saying. It's so beautiful. Reki Vager is so meduyik. Reki Vager is telling you that Taibis is quoting Daf Gimel, not Daf Vav, because Daf Vav doesn't have that Gerasa. And therefore, and there's no problem with Daf Vav.
And Daf Gimel, does it end up becoming a Kula Gabi Bor also? Is it Daf Mekel?
Yes, it's a Kula Gabi everything. Daf Gimel, it's a Kula for everything. Because I mean, Taibis is Maskana. Taibis is Maskana. I mean, it was as a Chumrah. The reading of Daf Gimel is Daf Gimel. Either you have to read it, it's a chumrah of everything, or a kula for everything. So Taisus, how I mean it was, it's a chumrah for everything. That can't be, because that shlugs up. He has rayas that it's not, Aish is not more chumrah than shor. So therefore, he has to go to the other extreme and read it the other way.
So how's it more mikel than bor?
In Dav, what?
How's Dav Gimel more mikel than bor?
Because it's like the same way the maskana Davav is, because Kayach Achem Urabah is a kula. That's the maskana Davav also. That once, since you come about through a Kayach Achem Urabah, it's not all you. Someone else was involved in this hezek, so that's a kula. That's what Davav at the maskana also says. So the Tavis is saying that the Gemara on Dav Gimel is saying the same thing as the Maskana on Dav Vav. I don't think that's so schwer that the Gemara on Dav Gimel didn't know, I mean, the Gemara on Dav Vav did not know what they said on Dav Gimel. I don't know if that's so schwer. I mean, the Maskana jibes. But the Havamina, the Gemara on Dav Vav, didn't know yet Kayach Achem Urabah Zechumra, Akula. And it didn't know Dav Gimel. And it, when it quoted Kayach Amurabah, it must have meant the Chumra. Okay, I don't know if I said this clearly, but I thought it was very nice.
Why does Rebbe say the end of that Vava comes out that it's a Kula?
The Gemara says so. It's not me. The Gemara says, why do you need a Tzadat Shava? Because you can't learn it out straight from Bor, because there's a Kula of Kayach Amurabah. That's the Gemara that Vava.
Our whole talking place. About Acher Sheinichu.
Right.
No, so but a regular Avna Schema so would be.
I'm assuming that's what I'm saying. If I don't hold like Shamir's answer of yesterday, I hold there's no difference. If you say Kayach Acher Murabah is a Kula, then it's because it's not you, it's somebody else doing it. So then it makes no difference where the Kayach Acher Murabah comes into. The Kula is, at the end of the day, that it's not you, that it's not totally you that did the hezek. The Havamina was, it is totally me, because you can't blame. I don't know. You see, I'm a little bit older than all you people, but there was a Purim play in the yeshiva. Oh, Rabbi May, maybe you remember. Maybe I don't know. You may. This goes back when I was in high school. The yeshiva had a branch in Montreal. And Rashiva must have driven up there and he got into a car accident, apparently. I was in high school, so I don't really know. But all I know is that it was probably Bubba Kama. And they were having a Purim play. And the Rashiva was giving a shir why it wasn't him that did it, because he was only pushing air and he stepped on the gas. And he, you know, the Rashiva is a shir in Baba Kama, pushing ear. Anyone remember that share? So Virgil. Pushing ear. So it wasn't me that did it. It was I just stepped on the gas, but the car did it. And it was they're making the sonnets of the share though. Okay, anyway. Then I remember. You remember such a thing, Rabbi May? No?
I remember it with the rooster flapping its wings and pushing the ear.
No, but I'm talking about the book, the Purim play. I'm not talking about the share.
Oh, okay.
The Purim play. Anyway, so it's a Purim play. Why is it a Purim play? Because if you step on the gas, that's not something, that's you. So the Havamina was, when I make an age and the wind blows it, I can't say, are you blaming me? It's not me, it's a wind. You know, when I shoot a bullet, it's not me, it's a bullet of the gun. You know, why are you blaming me? It's a bullet. Obviously, if you harness nature, that's you. So the Havamina was that Kayach Achem Urabah is not a Kula because you harness nature intentionally, unintentionally. You put a fire where the wind, Ruach Metzuyah blows it. That's called that you did it, because otherwise you can always say, I didn't do it. I shoot an arrow. It wasn't me. It was the arrow. But that's the law of nature. So the wind is the law of nature that will make it move. The maskana somehow is mechadish on that vav, that kayach achem, that since the wind is not always there and it has to come, whatever, so it's called an acher, and there's a little bit of an excuse, and Rashiva would have a good excuse in his, you know, that it wasn't, he didn't do the accident, the wind did it. Don't, what are you blaming me? So the way that's how I'm hearing that vav. The Havamina did not know that kayach acher is a kula. In any case. And the maskana is it is a kula. But the Ayah and Daf Gimel, they said it's a Kula. Okay, so Daf Gimel already was following the Maskana of Daf Vav. It's not such a Shver. But the problem is, if the Gemara in the beginning of Daf Gimel Vav knew it's a Kula, so how could the Gemara of Ahava mean on the 5 lines later that it's not a Chumrah? So we're saying a beautiful answer. I think it's really very nice. You just have to check the Ksav Yads. That Tosfos only had this strange gerusa on Daf Gimel. He never had this strange gerusa on Daf Vav. So therefore, on Daf Vav, of course, Tosfos learned that it's a chumrah, not a kula, because it couldn't be a kula because the Gemara doesn't know yet that Koyach HaChem Urbo is a kula. All right, that was what we said and shared today. I don't know. What are you people?
So what's going to? Is Rebbe saying that in Tosfos he would say at the end of the day it's a straight kula on Daf Vav?
No, not at the on the bottom of Daf Vav it's a kula. That's for sure. The question is on the top of Daf Vav. Tosfos doesn't change.
So Daf, the top of Daf Vav it's both.
Is that remains constant? So the simple reading of Tosfos on Daf Beis, Mr. Brackets, whoever that is, says that Tosfos read the top of Daf Vav also as a kula. Then we have a problem. If the top of Daf Vav is a kula, so how did the Gemara have a Havamina that didn't know it's a kula?
Right, I'm saying according to Rebbe's
Pshat. I'm saying that when the Gemara on the top of Daf Vav said Kerech Achem Urba, they only meant a chumra, not a kula. And they did not mean a kula at all. They meant only chumras.
But they knew that there was a kuladik scenario.
No. That's the whole point. They didn't know. Trying to say that the Gemara on Daf Vav, till they got to the end of the Gemara, did not know yet that Koyach HaChem Urav is a kula. That's how I'm trying to answer the question.
One second, why can't we say the Chesky Brigida Pshat in the beginning, though?
Because then they should have known it when they got to the bottom, because the Chesky Brigida Pshat also... In the bottom, they're talking about contrasting age to bore. So then they would have known that it's a kula. Then they wouldn't have had a havamina that it's not a kula in the bottom. The fact that they had a havamina.
Unless we say like Shamir said.
Okay, but I'm not saying like Shamir. I'm saying that the reason why the Gemara didn't think Koyach HaChem Urbo is a kula is because they felt that you're harnessing the laws of nature, and that's you. When you use the laws of nature.
Lamaisa, structurally, a Chesky Brigida beginning with a Shamir ends would work.
I don't know. Okay, fine. You want to work something else. I'm trying to say a pshat. Let me try and say my pshat. The Shamir has a pshat of yes. They would say his pshat. The two have nothing to do with each other.
I guess my biggest issue is that I guess I feel Meneo Bey that the distinction between the distinction between the Pulis Ahezik and being responsible in the first place is a pretty major distinction. The Hainu,
you like your pshat from yes.
It suffices to be responsible that you're a poshea. Bishlam, again, let me clarify.
Okay, but let me do it because I don't want to. I didn't come to say your pshat's no good. I was a different shot. I'm allowed to say.
I guess I'm trying to say. I want to point out that the Tiferes Shmuel that there seems to be bekias that Koach Acher even within Tosos is a chumrah. So I'm saying, as far as the necessity of such a mahalach, there may be such a necessity. So is it fair? As far as bekias out there, there seems to be potential bekias in conflict as far as whether Tosos holds of Koach Acher being a chumrah. So
okay. Well, it could be. For all we know, is Tosfos had the gerusa both on the Vav and on Daf Gimel. So that's why he couldn't, just like, you could definitely make an argument that, of course, in Svara, Tosfos would have said, I agree. You can say I'm 100% right. The reason why Tosfos didn't say, like, Chesky Brigida is only because of the Lashon, but he had that Lashon in both places because the two Gemaras seemingly are verbatim. So since the two Gemaras are verbatim, whoever had the gerusa, whoever stuck this line into one Gemara will probably stick it into the other. Okay? But I don't know. But I'm just trying to say a relatively simple mahalach which I'm keeping, you know, now I'm not saying the Yom HaShoah is not a good job. Yeshiva is always saying,
I guess I'm saying it's not a pilpusher than Ladaiti. I guess I'd be interested in understanding Rebbe's start as far as, I'm just granting that there's talk of gotta be validity that Mahalik, the Ferish Shmuel seems to also say that Koach Achim Urav is a Chumra and Tosfos.
Okay. So I'm saying that we could say such a structure that on Daf Vav, the Gemara never, even Tavis agrees. When the Gemara says Koach Achim Urav, they meant a Chumra. And it's a Chumra because it's a quasi Chumra over board. So it's a quasi Chumra. It's not a chumra over shore, because it's a quasi hoylech umazik. A quasi hoylech umazik is a quasi chumra. So and that resolves all Tavis's problems on that base, because it's not a chumra compared to shore, but it is a chumra compared to bor. The Gemara on that vav has the right to mention it as a chumra, because it is a quasi chumra, and the Gemara. I would claim the Gemara Davav never knew in the Havamina that Koach Achim Urav could be a Kula. And I'm giving a very good svara, because they held that when you take an axe and you smash a guy in the head with the axe, you can't say, I didn't kill the guy, the axe killed the guy, right? Because it's you're harnessing the axe. So you're making the axe, you made the axe do it. The axe is a domain. The axe has no thought process. So if you go ahead and you put something, so if I go ahead and I take someone, like in the old cartoons, right? I tie someone down on the railroad track when the train is coming, and then the train rides them over. I didn't kill the guy, the train killed them, right? You know, of course you killed them, because the train can't even see the person. The cane has no way of stopping and no way. So if you know that there's a train coming and you put someone tying on the railroad tracks, so that means you killed them. You can't say it's Koach Achim Urav. You harness the train to do your mission. So the same thing is with the wind. The Havamina held that the wind is a constant. The wind is a Ruach Mitzuya. The wind comes. Everyone knows the wind comes, just like the train's going to come. So if you put a rock on your roof and you know a Ruach Mitzuya is going to blow it away, down, so that means that you put it there. You did it. You moved it. You went ahead. It's no different than you threw it. Instead of you throwing it, you had the wind throw it. But that's you, because you know the wind is there. So if you know the wind is going to come in 2 minutes. So you put it there and you expect the wind to blow it. That's the same as if you do it.
So why is that not Adam?
So
is that not Adam?
We're talking about that. I don't know. But that's right by Aish.
Isn't the whole word of Aish is called Koko?
I don't know. But it's not considered, it's not an Acher. It's not called an Acher. It's no more, it doesn't have any Kula of Acher. That's what I'm just trying to say. So the Gemara, the Hamina was that when you're talking about Arba of this Nezikin, you can't give a kula to Aish that it's Acher. It's not me. It's not my moment. Someone else. Blame Mr. Wind. There's no such thing as Mr. Wind. Mr. Wind is a law of nature. So you can't blame anyone except yourself. So it's not, the Havina did not hear, there's a story, Koach Achim Urav is a kula. The Gemara is Maskana, is Mechadesh, Koach Achim Urav is a kula. Okay, anyway, that's what I was trying to say.
I know yesterday a couple of times the Tosos and the Pam and Vez is referenced, and I don't feel like I have a greatest grasp on it, but he's weighing in exactly on the steps of the Gemara and the above that we're talking about. He seems to be asking Akasha, oh, you see that it's a Kula. He's learning like Pash Pshad and Thursday. You see it's a kula, and then he says it's really not a kula, and he handles exactly what, well, if it's not a kula, then what's the Gemara saying, Eish Tochiach, if Eish does not have a kula?
Okay, we didn't do Tavis on that fluff. I'll tell you the truth. I didn't do it this year. I didn't know. I don't know. He talked about this Gemara on Daf. Hey, I'm a typist on Hey, Bay. He talked about Gemara on Daf.
Yeah, he's handling these steps exactly. So it's like a little bit.
It's a little bit funny that we should look at it.
Which Tysus?
That could be the Gemara. That's the second half of the Gemara. I'm sorry, I don't agree with you. I mean, I didn't really read it. I have to read it, but I think he's quoting the second Gemara on that Bob, not the first Gemara. I don't think he's referring at all to the first Gemara on that Bob.
The second Gemara being what we're calling the Maskana, right? What we're calling the Maskana, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that also. I think he's weighing in.
We're only arguing. No one's arguing with Chan the Maskana. We're only arguing when the
Gemara. No, but you're letting the Maskana that it's a real kula. That's why I'm not so sure Tosis is saying. I think Tosis is saying it's not a real kula, even in the Maskana.
Okay, but it's a half a kula. It's definitely some kind of kula. You can't deny it's a kula. The Gemara says it's a pericle. You can't earn out from board. So it's definitely some kind of kula.
But the
question that we're arguing is when the Gemara on the first step said, was it a kula or a chumra? That type it doesn't talk
about. I'm sorry. I was just talking about
not so bad. I'm sorry. See, I did the Shema, even though we didn't learn Taisis. I don't think it's going to be relevant. I mean, I'll look, but I don't think it'll be relevant.
What Tosas are we referring to?
He's referring to Taivis on Hayam at Bays. This is Taivis Kishadis Bor Binayu. In the middle of Taivis, Taivis has some Taivar. The three or four lines down from the big lines.
I didn't mean to bring him on the main point. I meant to bring him on how exactly we're doing the Maskana.
Yeah, okay, but that's Maskana remains the same no matter what. Everyone has to say that it's a partial kula. It's enough of a kula that you can't learn from board. That's professional.
But he says not by Aish itself. He says that kula is not by Aish itself. It's only the board that was created on the day called Asher.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I don't think it's going to make a difference. I don't think so. But look, believe that. All right. Anybody else have anything else to say? Everyone,
I wasn't coming to argue. I was trying to understand because Rebbe's explanation.
Let me see if anyone else has something to say. All right, come on. I gotta get someone else.
Yeah, I just don't understand something. That's
okay. What can I do? But I gotta get someone else.
Keski Brigida is correct. It's part of the first part of Tosas Lahora. The first part of Tosas over there on Daf.
Okay, but let me ask something. I don't read that Tosas. I didn't read that. Let's need that title. We'll look at it. I want to make sure if anyone has anything to say on what we talked about. Otherwise, oh, just no.
Otherwise, Rev, you can say time's up.
No, all right.
Okay. I just don't understand. Is Rev going
to let me finish. So I'll stay for you, okay? But let me finish it. So tomorrow, I think there's a thing in the Shiva for Rabbi Kinnarik, right? So I don't think it's right for us to have Shiva. I don't know. You know, I don't know. I don't know yes or no, but, you know, Rabbi Kinnarik, I told you, Rabbi Kinnarik was my first Rabbi. And, you know, I mean, I wasn't Rabbi Naiman Shiva for Rabbi Kinnarik, but it was my, you know, one of my first Rabbiim. And I have a tremendous amount of courage to talk to Rabbi Kinnarik. I learned with him, I told you, every day for 5:30 in the morning, we prepared, I did learn with him share. My first, for the, we prepared share. Yeah, I didn't prepare share, but I was this guy, he prepared share with me. It was very nice. I had a tremendous hashbah on me. So I don't feel right. I don't want to have, and then I was with him for 14 years in Israel as a Rebbe. So I don't want to take away from his, you know. So if people want to go, not, I don't know, that's up to you. But I probably should go, and I think I don't think we should have shir.
I mean, so, is there any covenant Torah to listen to watch something live, or if we can listen to the recording?
I can't answer. I would assume there is some kind of thing, but it's somehow psychologically, you know, Musar is not always logical. Musar is, I watched the recording of the recording yesterday of the yeshiva's dinner. Because yeshiva, here, we had a dinner yesterday. So it was live, recording. pre-recorded, but they played it live at 8 o'clock. So I watched the recording of the recording, but that's okay. It was nothing really very inspirational. But so I watched it at like midnight last night. But is live. And I think that psychologically, when you're watching it live, it's more inspiring, even if you're just watching on the computer. But if you're watching it not live, it's just not the same. So there is a mida. Well, I don't know how it's coming out there. A person himself to get more, person gets more into it, more, you know, but maybe there's more coming out there too. I can't answer that question. I don't know.